This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number 395-1450. Our guest this morning is Representative Bob Janetsky. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Duke. It's great to be back on Talk of the Town.
Yeah, I was a little concerned that, you know, the switch in time might cause you some difficulty.
I promise you, the ladies in my office reminded me 3 and 4 times and texted me as recently as an hour ago to remind me that we're on at 9:30 this morning instead of 10:30. And I do want to thank Joe Hobman for switching time slots with me. It allowed me to take an Easter trip with my family, and
that was
an
awful
lot. It's nice to work with good people like Joe. I appreciate that.
So what did you do during this vacation time other than take a trip with your family?
Last Friday I flew down to Cabo del San Jose, New Mexico, and spent 4 days in the sun with my family and was back in time to make it to session on Wednesday.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Got some sun and a lot of good family time, and recharged the batteries, and actually got a lot of reading done on the plane. So I'm prepped to make important decisions relative to the budget.
Yeah. What's the next big thing coming up in the House?
You know, the budget bills are working their way through the subcommittees and through the full committees, and soon they'll be on the House floor and the Senate floors. And so they've undergone a lot of changes from when the governor first introduced his budget. You know the old adage, the governor proposes, the legislature disposes.
Right.
There's been a lot of disposing, as near as I can tell. And so we're going to have some pretty big votes on the on the House floor relative to those budgets, and I've got to do the best I can to figure out what's good for Allegan County and what's not, and make sure that I cast my vote appropriately.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you pass the budget bill in pieces, so
you know,
much easier that way.
We don't anymore now.
Oh, really?
The omnibus. They've got the omnibus budget bills. The one is for all of the state departments, and then the one, the omnibus, and then they call the other one affectionately the school bus. That's mm-hmm. the school aid fund budget. So really, there's only two votes. When I first got elected, when the Democrats were in power, they did every budget vote separately, which from my standpoint made it a lot easier because you could, you know, if you're mad at the DEQ, you could vote no on them, but you could still vote yes on the DNR budget. The omnibus and school bus are a little more studying to do.
Yeah. So what's your big thing now that you are concerned about? What bills are you working on that you personally are part of?
Personally, I'm still concerned to see what we can do about dredging. Even though water levels are higher this year, we still have some navigable challenges in our waterways. We want to make sure that people who want to bring their big boats into the Kalamazoo River, the Black River, and Lake Makatawa have the opportunity to bring those in and spend money, especially from other states. So I've got some efforts working on that. We are hearing a lot of things throughout the district of people concerned, about gas prices. I hear you got a trip to Indiana this weekend just to buy gas. I hope you pick me up some gas while you're down. B, we are hearing from a lot of people relative to auto insurance,
right.
and hearing from an awful lot of people relative to the roads. So I think you're going to see a lot of movement this spring, not only in the budget, but on separate bills that will shift more money and shift more policy decisions toward better roads and long-term efforts on roads.
Well, after a winter like last winter, everybody's ready to say, spend it on the roads.
You know, they are, and I'll tell you, it's very interesting, Juke. We did a mailing out of my office, and we also did a teletown hall. And the two issues, typically the number one thing that comes back from Allegan County voters to my office is cut my taxes. That's the first thing I always hear. The number one and number two issues this time around were the roads and auto insurance. A lot of people were willing to forego a tax cut, and we had a surplus this year, or have one. A lot of people were willing to forego that surplus instead of tax cuts to put it toward roads and road repairs. So I think we're kind of obligated at this point to do something. And you've seen a lot more general fund money. Keep in mind that this governor and this legislature has put more general fund money toward roads than any of our previous two governors.
Interesting. Going to get the budget out in time today, this year?
Keep in mind, when I first took office, those budgets were getting done September 30th, late into the morning of October 1st. And not only was that difficult for a lot of different people statewide, but school districts initiate their budgets on July 1st. Mm-hmm. So their fiscal year begins several months before the state's fiscal year. And it, in times when they were getting cuts, especially when we were running the billion-dollar budget deficits, it made it very difficult for them to plan several months out and then find out that they were going to take a cut actually several months into their fiscal year. So that wasn't fair at all. One of the things that we committed to doing when Republicans took a majority in the House was to get the budget done on time. Thus far, we've got it done June 1st each year. It wouldn't bug me if we took a couple extra weeks and studied things a little more. And I've heard some rumblings that June 1st might be tough this year because it's a lot bigger than previous budgets. Keep in mind, last year's total budget was about $48.3 billion. This year's is closer to $52 billion. So there's a little more money being spent. But getting that budget done on time is important. It's important that people know how much money the state is going to be turning over to their department or to their school district. And it's important so people can plan long-term. And it really wasn't fair how things were done before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll see it done on time. Whether or not we hit the June 1st deadline, which is an arbitrary deadline, is questionable. But it'll be done before July and be done before schools have to make their important budgeting decisions.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest problem around Allegan County?
You know what I hear from people. Things haven't changed as far as people still are looking for jobs and opportunities and economic opportunities.
Can I interrupt you there for a call?
Sure, sure.
Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Yes. Say thanks for your service, first of all. But secondly, I understand that there's some sort of a concealed weapons information bill going through the state, and I was wondering if the information that the police department has about handgun owners is open to the public, or is that something that's private?
Thank you. Great question. And you'll recall that this was a big issue in New York when a newspaper printed the names and addresses of gun owners throughout different cities and throughout the state. And there is a bill going through both the House and the Senate to not only protect your gun rights, but to protect your right to privacy as well. And I anticipate that will become law very shortly.
Does that include not only your right to concealed weapons privacy, but the fact, I mean, if you're not a concealed weapons permit holder, the police still have records of whether you have handguns or not. So does that include that?
It would, to the best of my knowledge and to the best of my understanding, it would. I want to make sure that I understand your question, because this came up during debate in the House as well. The police would have the right to secure if an officer were responding to a situation at your home or whatever, they'd have the right to find out if there's a gun owner there only if under probable cause or reasonable suspicion would they be able to dig through that.
Oh, so that's limited as well to the police department as well as to the general public then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, we were going to talk about your future.
Oh, gosh, that would be a short talk. at this point, we have nothing planned. We decided not to run for the Senate. Got a real busy summer with a lot of family stuff going on, which I'm excited about. And so we did not choose to run for any other public office. We're going to be looking to the private sector and other opportunities. I wouldn't mind returning to teaching if it was the right situation. Prior to taking this job, I got to teach alternative high school and work with kids who had a lot of different challenges. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful blessing, a wonderful opportunity that taught me an awful lot about people who come from various walks of life. And I would go back to that for the right situation too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds good. Nothing hardcore yet, nothing planned yet, but I got asked this last week as well, but I don't think I want people coming to talk to me about job opportunities while we're crafting the state budget, because they might have a finger in the budget or they might want something out of that. I don't want anybody talking to me now. I want to be completely focused on that and not have anything else on my mind.
Well, everybody's concerned, I guess, about your future. And
well, I appreciate
you've served us for going on 6 years. And
yeah. And it's been fun. It'll be a neat, wonderful opportunity, whatever comes next.
All right, we were talking about Allegan County, and a lot of people live in Allegan County.
Yeah, I don't think things have changed that much in the sense that I think the number one issue is still jobs and opportunity.
Yeah.
And while we've seen some really good signs within the past month, Duke, unemployment has dropped to its lowest point in I think, 6 years. And you know, whenever you hear the unemployment number, there's always some skeptics because there's people moving into the workforce, moving out of the workforce. But along with those very positive unemployment numbers, we saw that job creation numbers are their best, I believe, since 1999. So things are moving in the right direction, but they're definitely not 100% back yet. And as long as we've still got people who would want to live and work in Michigan but are having to look out of state, I think that's still got to be the number one job. Also, unique to Allegan County, keep in mind it's the number one ag-producing county in the state. So agriculture is always going to be important in making sure that that our farmers have what they need to produce the best goods possible to feed not only the state but the nation and abroad at this point. And it's funny that you were mentioning fuel prices earlier because that has a huge effect on farming.
Yes, it does.
Not everything from transport of the goods and materials to their day out in the field in plowing. And I don't think people realize the ancillary effects that that a jump in fuel costs will have on people.
And in farm implements as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, those are very important. They're still hearing, as I mentioned, a lot about auto insurance and a lot about the roads. I'll tell you, the roads here are an awful lot better than when you drive over toward Lansing or toward Detroit. Awful lot. It seems like there's some craters on the way over there. And while the roads here aren't perfect, they're a lot better than someplace east of here. Keep in mind also that we just passed, and that money should have hit, I believe, April 4th, a mid-year budget supplemental to help with winter maintenance. So City of Holland, Allegan County, Ottawa County, cities and villages throughout all the counties should have received something from the state money-wise to help out with not only paying for the overtime costs, but for covering the salt and repairing some of the potholes. Now, it's not a ton of money, but it's something versus nothing. It's something we were able to do because we have a budget surplus, and it's something we're able to do because of the harsh winter. And we heard from an awful lot of constituents saying that this was a need. We know that there are cost overruns throughout the state, and if you follow carefully what's been going on up in the UP where their pipes have been freezing and even the fire hydrants have been tough to thaw out, and people are still struggling from the winter. And I was glad that we're able to do something with that mid-year supplemental. You don't see too many mid-year positive supplementals. A lot of them are taking money away. So this was the money out the door from the state going directly to local municipalities helping out.
True.
And over $1 million of that landed in Allegan County, and we're pleased to have that happen.
All right, we're going to take time out here for a word about the weather. And it is brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant in Zeeland with a new breakfast menu. Some old and some new farmhouse flavors, but they're all local, fresh, and delicious. And the weather, decreasing cloudiness with a high of 54. And tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 40. And tomorrow more sun than clouds with a high of 51. And Sunday a few showers with a high of 56 degrees. And right now we're looking at, what were we looking at? I'll check my board here to see what we have in the way of temperature. 51 degrees. Okay. Not bad.
Not bad at all compared to where we were.
Yeah. Much worse than much. It was so much worse this winter, though, than the cold was just brutal.
It was relentless. It really was. And as you know, my mom struggles with asthma, so that anything below 20 degrees really makes it difficult
for
her to breathe. So this was an exceptionally tough winter for an awful lot of people who have, you know, one condition or another.
Yeah.
But we've got tulip time coming shortly.
Tulip time. We have 8 days to tulip time.
And the countdown going.
Yes.
Well, I was reminded of that yesterday when one of my house colleagues from Macomb County texted me and asked when tulip time was, because he wants to come over and see it for the first time over. He's going to ride his motorcycle and check out tulip time. You know, I'm reminded, Duke, the first time I was in the tulip time parade as a state rep, the tulip time office was very helpful and generous. They called my office, wanted to make sure I was going to be in it, and they asked if I had a Dutch costume, which I didn't yet. And so they offered to find one for me, and I think they found former Governor John Engler's costume for me because I showed up to get the measurements my office gave them must have been a lot bigger than the measurements of my true body, and it was falling off me, and I was going down the street trying to wave to people, and Arlen Meekoff's wife was chasing after me with bobby pins trying to make sure that I wasn't mooning anybody. It was a little scary. It was very stressful.
John was a pretty big guy.
He was a big guy. Fortunately, since then, I've had my own Dutch costume made, so I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Okay. All right, 395-1450 is our number. If you'd like to talk to Bob this morning, you got some questions, he'd be happy to try and answer those questions for you, and we'd be happy to hear from you as well. All right. And Allegan County has made great progress, I think, in the last few years.
Really has, and I was reminded of that yesterday, Juke. I got to go down and tour the Plainwell paper mill.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what they're doing down there with some community block grants from the federal government. The mayor Day down there spoke and mentioned that in 2000, 4 months after he was elected, the paper mill announced that they were closing.
Right.
They were laying off 500 people, and the city was losing 18% of their tax base.
Mm.
And the mayor said, you know, the same thing happened in a similar community, and the first thing they did was raise taxes to make up for the loss of revenue.
Right.
And the other community that he was speaking of never really recovered. He said in Plainwell they made some really tough, difficult, hard decisions. And then since then they've went out and they've sought out these block grants from the federal government. I toured with Fred Upton, and we got to see areas where they're knocking down and removing the environmental contamination, much of which was there from the paper mill. And then they're turning a lot of it into some really attractive office space. And long term, they're looking for condos right there on the Kalamazoo River, which would be really neat. They've got a real quality plan that they've put together to make use of green space there, and it's going to be a fantastic place. And I, at the time, I was thinking, boy, I know of some other communities that just might have given up, and this is one that for over 14 years now has worked on bringing back that site as a desirable, as a neat and unique place. They've got a kayak livery coming in.
Yeah,
you know,
really?
It was neat. The lady from the city who was speaking said, you know, we're the island city. We've got to have those things. And I thought it was really cool. So Allegan County has really weathered the storm as best as can be possible, which is interesting because when we go out and we talk about things like the proposed Detroit bailout or the bill to help out with a bankruptcy settlement there, it's things that I think people in Allegan County can't even relate to because our school boards made tough decisions a long time ago. Our local city councils and village councils and township boards made tough decisions a long time ago, and they weren't fun and they weren't easy to make, but they did what they needed to live within our means. And Plainwell's a great example of that, as well as the city of Holland. We've all seen tough times, and we're starting to come back. It's not as robust or as quickly as we'd like to see it, but to see those communities rebound and come back as they have is really, really neat. And the tour yesterday was inspiring.
And the new jail is a good example.
You're right. That was a former furniture factory.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you bringing that up because that was a decision made by the county commissioners. Rather than go out and build a brand new site out of scratch, out of nothing, and take away green space and turn it into brown space, they redeveloped, you know, a brownfield basically, and turned that into a jail. You know, and I think we've got a lot of exciting things like that going on throughout the county and throughout West Michigan. I really believe that West Michigan is the beacon that's carried Michigan through these tough times the last couple of years.
Good, good. And you'll be a part of, or you will have been a part of it.
I'll be history soon, but it's neat to have been, to have seen all the change, to have come through when we were running billion-dollar budget deficits, and I gave up a tenured teaching position, thinking what was I thinking when I first showed up, thinking, boy, we got a billion-dollar budget deficit. How do you fix that? And now unemployment is down, job creation is leading the nation, or has for the last year, which is pretty cool. Things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
We've always got to be vigilant, and that's why I'm thankful for the citizens and the taxpayers who call and ask tough questions. for the ones who show up to those township meetings and ask, you know, and point the finger at me and say, you know, I need this, we need this. I think that's helpful, and I like seeing engaged people engage in government and keeping us accountable so that we can keep the state accountable.
Yeah, well, of course, everyone wants to keep the taxes down if possible, and you do too.
Yeah, hey, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go to work and work real hard so I can pay the government.
That's no fun.
No. They want it for themselves, for their families, and to provide as best they can, you know, in a very independent way.
What's your thoughts on the national scene?
Boy, I think the U.S. Senate is going to flip to Republican. I think the House, you'll see maybe as many as 10 seats gained. And my hope and prayer is that President Obama will sit down and compromise and negotiate. We can't keep fighting and arguing and not doing federal budgets as was done, you know, for the first 5 years of that administration. There needs to be some compromise. Not everybody always gets their way. If the House and Senate are both Republican and everybody just fights for the remaining 2 years, I don't think that sets a good example for anybody.
No.
What are your thoughts?
I hate to see any more American soldiers over there in any capacity whatsoever.
Yeah, with what happened to those doctors yesterday,
that was just awful.
That was
a tragedy.
Awful. We've been the most generous nation throughout time and throughout history.
Yeah.
And I think our patience is wearing in a lot of that generosity.
And I heard something like thousands and thousands of kids were helped in that hospital.
Yeah.
Thanks to these doctors.
Yeah.
And to have somebody turn on you like that.
Somebody who you depend on and
respect.
Exactly.
Depended on.
Exactly. And I've talked to soldiers who have come back and depended on those, you know, on whether it be an Afghan or an Iraqi soldier to guide them or whatever. And our soldiers who have been over there say, you know, you do take your life in your own hands, hoping that person, that you can trust that person.
Yeah. So many soldiers are committing suicide, and I think it's partly due to the fact that these going back for another tour, that is not a morale builder.
No, it's incredibly draining, and I'll tell you, we as a nation need to do something a lot better to help out our veterans, to particularly help out the young veterans coming back from this conflict, and to make sure that we address post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yep.
so that they can go on and live normal lives after the tremendous sacrifice that they made.
Yeah, all right. 395-1450, we still have time for a question here. If you'd like to call and talk to Bob this morning, we'd be happy to hear from you. All right. What are your thoughts about the past 6 years?
It
went pretty fast.
It went really fast. And that's what happens under term limits. I'm blessed. I got to serve 3 terms. Some people only get 1 term and they get knocked off and they go home. It's been neat to get to serve under 2 different governors, to see a Democratic administration and a Republican. It's been neat to learn. My first term I was in minority, and I got to see. You don't get to make a whole lot of big decisions in minority.
No.
You get to show up and either vote yes or no, and that's about it. You're not always part of the process. But I also, that gave me a lot of time to get around Allegan County and to talk to officials and to talk to taxpayers and voters and establish what I needed to, so that when we took majority, I could do the absolute best I could to represent Allegan County. Part of that, one of those people I got to meet is a boat builder down in Saugatuck, and we are hoping that he will land one of the contracts for these DNR research vessels. In the budget this year is between a $1 and $2 million proposal for a research vessel for the DNR. The current vessel they have, the Chinook, right now, leaves out of Alpena and goes about 3 or 4 miles out and not much further because it's 65 years old and takes on a lot of water during its research missions. And this gentleman has built several of those types of vessels for other states and such. And we are the line item has been in previous bills, but it's always been cut. And we believe it's going to survive the budget process this year. We hope that he'll make a bid and bring those jobs to Allegan County and build another research vessel. A little bit of pride there, you know. Saugatuck and Douglas have been boat building communities going back to the late 1800s.
Indeed.
So that's kind of neat to see that continue, and great to see it as part of the state budget this year.
Bob, we're out of time. I thank you very much for being our guest here this morning on our Talk of the Town program.
Duke, it's been great to steal Joe Hotman's time slot.
And I'll look for your visit next month.
Thanks very much.